Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 26th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Ged Mayhew, founder and designer over at Icon Factory. Hi, Ged.
Kelly, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
I am so glad you're here. We have so many things to talk about. First among them, the Book of Boba Fett. No, I'm kidding. it is the most important, but that's not what we'll do that off the air.
This is the way.
The first thing I wanted to talk to you about, actually, is something sort of newsy, and that is iCloud Sync. And I believe, I don't want to get too technical here, but the current assessment of iCloud Sync functionality is re-microwaved garbage. Is that about right?
That's about right.
Okay. Yeah,
as far as I understand it, yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's happening there, because I know that this is something that is having an effect at Icon Factory, like across everything, just about.
Yeah, I mean, evidently this has been going on for, as far as I know, for months, but some developers online have been saying it's been going on for even longer than that. And, you know, basically iCloud has been reporting increasing errors when trying to sync content, you know, to the service. And there's a couple different ways that iCloud does that. The key value store, I'm not going to get into technical details, but yeah, that's like a behind the scenes kind of thing that iCloud does when you do something in an app, you know, that's just small, like a preference value or something like that, or simple text stuff that you can sync. A lot of developers, including us, use that aspect of iCloud, mm-hmm. and that has been really buggy of late. It takes a long time to sync. Some users have even reported losing data, and which is worrisome, you know.
Especially depending on what you're trying to save in iCloud Sync, because lots of things use iCloud Sync in order to do what they're doing. So if you have apps that are on your Mac and on your phone and on your iPad and, you know, it's something for your watch or whatever, multiple, you know, whatever combination of hardware you have, there are things like notes and contacts where syncing, where the syncing makes it so that you have the same set of data everywhere. And there's lots of other apps that do the same sort of thing. So Icon Factory makes some. Tot is one of those apps that allows you to sync brief little seven pages yeah. Of notes is all you get in Tot. Which is what's kind of cool about it. That's syncing text. There are things that sync images. There, you know, game progress, like all kinds of things rely on iCloud Sync because Apple was offering it as a thing. So you didn't have to build your own sync system and like maintain servers and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of an advantage that you got by using iCloud Sync. And yet, here we are. So
it's a total linchpin service, you know, from Apple, and it is a lot more apps than you realize use it, I think. And you don't really know about it until it breaks down, because you take it for granted that it's there and doing its thing seamlessly behind the scenes. And then when you go to add a contact to your list of contacts and it doesn't show up on your Mac or vice versa or something like that, and you're like, what the heck's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, is the internet busted? No, it's not the internet. It's iCloud, you know, something like that. And it can be frustrating. It for our apps, it's like you mentioned, Tot is one, you know, Twitterific is another. When you read to a certain tweet in Twitterific, your reading position is synced via iCloud, so that when you pick up your iPhone and you go to look at your tweets, you pick up where you left off. And if that data doesn't sync, then this timeline doesn't update and you don't have your reading position. And if you add filters for muffling or muting users, then those don't sync. Mm-hmm. You know, that can be bad. This is just like the list of things is endless for that uses iCloud. So
yeah, it would be like all of a sudden push notification is just sort of a crapshoot. It's a thing that everybody relies on that is supposed to be working that everyone sort of takes for granted. The thing I think, at least is it in equal measure as an end user and somebody who has to do support for this sort of stuff, the part that's really frustrating about this is it's not like there's troubleshooting. for iCloud Sync, right? Like, there's not, it's turn it all off. Yeah. Turn it all off and wait, and then turn it on in one place and wait, and turn it on the, wait like 20 minutes or half an hour, move on to the next one, wait there, and rinse, repeat. And you just sort of have to, you know, do that till everything breaks and then and start over. And like, it's not like there's anything on your end that you can do. It's not like you have access to some sort of log file or anything that tells you, oh, all this stuff is falling over and we need to address it. So
no, not at all. I mean, all developers can do is receive error reporting from Apple about when things are working or when things are not. And that's about the, you know, the extent of it. As far as I understand the problem, we have nothing we can do. And the thing that makes it even more frustrating is that users don't blame Apple. They don't even know about it from Apple. They blame the developer, because when things don't work in the app that they love, who are they going to turn to? They're not going to turn to Apple. They're going to turn to the developer of the app. Mm-hmm. And so you have to spend time explaining to them, well, it's a problem with the iCloud and it's happening across a bunch of different apps. And some users don't even believe that. They're like, well, my syncing is working fine in app X, but it's not working in yours. And so it can't be iCloud. You know, that can't possibly be the problem.
And Dropbox is working fine. Why isn't Twitterific?
And
the hardest part of that is, like, you want to help your customers. You don't want them to be having this experience, but there isn't anything you can do to help make it when it's iCloud. There's nothing you can do to, like, all you can do is sort of answer them back with what isn't really an answer, because you can't say, here's how to fix it. You just have to say, like, this isn't a thing that we have the power to actually resolve, which is hard. I've been in the position to have to send that email, and I don't like it. It's really rough.
It's tough.
Yeah. So I will say, you are, Icon Factory is in fact taking countermeasures on this, which is cool, and I'm glad to hear it. But we will talk about that in a moment, because first, I want to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week, who is Nomad. Now, Nomad started as a Kickstarter in 2012, and they build tools for the 21st century. They're based in Santa Barbara, and they make mobile accessories like phone cases and watch straps and chargers. And I like all of these, and most of them are things I actually use myself. I really enjoy them. You've heard me talk about them on the show before. They have wireless charging solutions. At one point, they were sort of fed up with flimsy cables and decided to fix the problem. So they've done that by making their own cables that have Kevlar around the outside. And they are very solid, and I like them very much. If you like leather, Nomad uses Horween leather, which smells almost as good as looks, and the patina looks really fantastic on your case or on your watch band as it wears over time, and it makes your case or your watch band unique to you. Nomad is also a certified climate neutral brand, so you can see there's lots of reasons why I really enjoy them. And you can check out Nomad at nomadgoods.com/TDO to see what living the Nomad life is all about. That's nomadgoods.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Nomad for sponsoring the show today. Now, let's talk a minute about countermeasures for this iCloud Sync thing. Because like we sort of talked about, like, if it's iCloud Sync that's having the problem, there's nothing you can do. But when it's your app, there kind of is something you can do, and y'all over at Icon Factory are doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem, you know, as I said, has been around for a while, and we've been noticing it for a while. And so when you have users over time write and bring the topic up and complain about it, you know, start wondering, well, what can we do to try to mitigate the problems? A couple of developers I've seen out there have built reporting right into their app, into the preferences of their app, so you can open a panel inside the app and see the status of iCloud services at Apple at any given time. So if something's not working the way you want, you can open this thing and look at it and get at a clue at least about what's going on. Mm-hmm. We've even done that, but we were also, you know, with our apps like Tot and Linea Sketch, the big thing we want to avoid is data loss. Of course, we don't want users to lose anything that they've created, written, you know, whatever in our apps. And so we've started building in a way to manually back up that data of your content outside of iCloud so that you don't have to rely on iCloud for restoring work or content that has been somehow either accidentally or in sometimes, you know, deleted by Apple by mm-hmm. iCloud accidentally or through some mishap. And we released an update to Tot that does that now. It automatically backs up your notes for you. And if something happens, you can restore it back pretty easily. Okay. We're in the process of working on an update for Linea that will do the same thing for your sketches there. Keep them safe. Keep them backed up mm-hmm. outside of iCloud.
Okay. So let's talk for a minute about Linea Sketch. This is an app that Icon Factory makes for drawing, and I really like it. Go ahead and tell people a little bit about it.
It's really just the best way to think about it is a digital sketch pad for your iPad. It's a way to quickly get your ideas down on quote unquote paper, mm-hmm. you know, with your iPad and your Apple Pencil. We don't, you know, offer a bazillion brushes. We don't. The thing with Linea is we're trying to keep it simple. You pick up your iPad, you can start sketching with it immediately. But it has the power and flexibility to let you do things that a sketch pad wouldn't let you do. It has simple layers. It has really easy ways to select colors. It's got a variety of tools, but we keep them simple so that, you know, it's not a pain to use and it's really elegant.
Yeah. If I drew a stick figure, I would have to show it to you and go, look, it's a stick figure. So you knew what I drew. But I love Linea Sketch. And you've done templates and things for it. So you have like some things that are built into the app, like different kinds of paper, like there's graph paper and different. And I think there's some icon, like app icon templates in there that you can import, and then you can, you know, sketch out the idea that you have for the app icon or something if you need, like dot grid, I think is one of the other ones that I've spent time with. Which is the thing I like about it, because a lot of them just sort of start with, you know, anything that says it's like a no frill sort of sketch app doesn't have any sort of option like that. So like you kind of have to start from zero and it kind of sometimes is awkward. So I also want to put in a plug for the Linea Sketch YouTube channel, which I will have a link to in the show notes, because there's lots of useful stuff over there. I know how to use the app really well. I still can't draw for anything, but but I know a lot more about the tools and things than I used to because I've spent time on the Linea Sketch YouTube channel. So
whatever your use or need for it is, if you need to just doodle or write down notes, or you know you want to sketch an idea or a floor plan or the diagram and app flow or something like that, that's what it's for. It's just, you know, to let you have a place where you can quickly sketch and jot these things down and still be able to tweak them and customize it however you want. And,
And it's pretty great. So there you go. So another thing, and I just want to talk about this real briefly. Another thing that Icon Factory is up to is you also make games. I mean, you make a lot of things, but you make games.
We couldn't say that for a long, long, long time, but we can say it again now, thankfully. I'm so happy that I can say that again. So
I have to tell you, like, I probably should be embarrassed how much time I've spent playing Ramp Champ when Ramp Champ was still a going concern. I loved it very, very much. And you had another game called Frenzic, which sort of went away, but now is back.
Yes, it's back. Thank goodness. It was our very first game on the iPhone, a puzzle game, and very near and dear to our hearts, as was Ramp Champ. And thankfully, Apple gave us the opportunity to bring Frenzic back as part of Apple Arcade last year. And I have to say, it's been one of the most fun, rewarding, satisfying experiences of my professional career. I have loved working on Frenzic every single moment that we've worked on it. I'm gratified and humbled by the response that users have given us about Frenzic. And since then, we've released a couple updates. We added daily challenges to the game on Apple Arcade, and we're working on new content now for the future, for this coming year and stuff. So all around, Frenzic has been great. And I'm really happy to be able to bring it back to those who know it and love it, as well as to new people who've never heard of it before. So
yeah. And if you also enjoy Frenzik, not just for how it looks but and how it plays, but how it sounds, you can download the soundtrack, which I've done. I really enjoy it. And look at, and you can just sort of listen to it the rest of the time if you like to.
Yeah, it's on Apple Music and Spotify for streaming too. So
yeah. And as you mentioned, Frenzik, it's Frenzik Overtime now. And Frenzik Overtime is available on Apple Arcade for people who are so inclined. You should go check that out. It's it's super fun, and I'm really glad to know that you enjoy working on it as much as you do, because I think it shows, because I really like it. So,
oh, thanks. I really appreciate that. It was a perfect pandemic project, I have to say. It just gave us stuff to concentrate on and create and focus our energies on while we were quarantined and everything at home. And the timing of it for our side of it really worked out well. So yeah. I'm really grateful for that.
You know that thing you love? Do you want to do that right now instead of thinking about everything else? Okay, let's do that. That doesn't seem like a hard sell.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Ged, where can people find you? That's going to do it for us today. And I want to make sure if people want to learn more about Icon Factory and such, they have an opportunity to do so.
The best place to find me is on Twitter. I'm at Gedeon, G-E-D-E-O-N on Twitter. And you can also find me on my blog, which is Gedblog, G-E-D-B-L-O-G.com. That's my personal blog. And of course, over at IconFactory.com is where we... you know, my business and everything is, and we have links to our Instagram and Patreon and everything else from there. So.
Okay. That's fantastic. So, Ged, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you coming by to talk to me.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for inviting me. We share so many interests, and we've been friends for so long. I'm glad to be able to talk to you again. I loved the podcast back in the day when we had you on the Sci-Fi Cast. I don't remember if that or not.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah. That's so fun. Right. Well, you'll have to bring that back to talk about Boba Fett, and then we'll just go over there and talk about Boba Fett. It'll be great.
We got a lot of talk there. So.
All right. Well, like I said, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you again, Ged Mayhew of Icon Factory, for coming by. I'm glad to have you. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.